I want to welcome you here today. It's great to see you. It's great on a beautiful sunny day. Together with our friends, enjoying a sunshiny day. It's just a great thing. Then you can go out and do the seawall or go for a walk. It'll be a day to remember. So make sure you take advantage of it. Luke chapter 10. Let me just set the stage. Back in, I think, about 1997. We introduced to you this principle called the Oikos strategy. And on and off, we have emphasized it here and there, especially with Matthew and Winnie. We really saw something that a way of approaching evangelism and using a biblical principle. So I'm calling this the Oikos strategy. Simply, the oikos, it's a Greek word for household. And it could be for yogurt, too. But in the scriptures, you will see the word translated into English. It will have household. In other words, it doesn't refer to the building. It refers to the people who live in that building, and they form an oikos. Let me read now Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, this is an important part of it, he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, because you're going to enter somebody's home, whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. To this oikos. And if a son of peace or a daughter of peace or a man of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you and remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you, heal the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. And whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into the streets and say, even the dust on our dust of your town that clings to you, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, we know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. And I tell you, it will be more tolerable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Pray with me, would you? Lord, I just pray that the right truths that are supposed to come out will come out here. I pray, God, that you would just give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. We thank you. We thank you for this moment, and bless it, Lord, and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. They search. There's this search going on. And this is really what I should be doing and you should be doing every day and every moment of our lives. We're searching for the man of peace or the woman of peace, the one who needs it so badly. We search for others who are looking for the peace that Christ brings. And this little principle that it gives us, this oikos, again, I don't know if it's up there or not, but O-I-K-O-S, O-I-K-O-S. An oikos network of conversions begins as one person comes to know Lord and then another and then another. So here's just some thoughts. The whole world is made up of oikoses. That's how the world is made up. I have an oikos. You have an oikos. Everybody in this room, everybody in this town, everybody in this province, everybody in this country, everybody in the Western Hemisphere, everybody in the whole world is in an oikos, a household, a place where your significant others reside there with you as well. But everyone has one. It's just how God put together the human race. And when somebody comes into that oikos and begins to share, it can be revolutionary. But everybody has one. Usually they're made up between 8 to 15 people. And when I meet you, if I met Margot for the first time, and she says, and so suppose I'm the man looking, and I say, I'd like to come to your house. If she receives me into her house, that's a wonderful thing for me. Because once I'm in the oikos, everything else is available because I'm a guest in the oikos. And so that's, in my mind, that when we see how that operates, it's mind-boggling, to say the least, mind-boggling. Because when we go out, we have no idea on a day, we don't have no idea how it's going to go. So if somebody invites you to a party, as I say, I go to Margot's place, I get to know her, now I know some of her family, her oikos connections. Now, this thing can happen over and over and over and over and over and over again. We go out as wolves among lambs. It's risky work because it's not going door to door like we can take the phrase, as we picture that scene. We enter not so much into their house, but into their lives. And when that happens, miracles begin to take place. So the writer says, Jesus said, when you enter an oikos, first say peace to this oikos. Peace to you. And if a man of peace or a woman of peace is, so really, it's the person searching for peace. And just as there is, as there is always somebody who will invite you. And I think there's a man of peace in every oikos. Our job is to find out who it is. I think every group probably has one. Around the whole world, they probably have one. And so if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. And if not, it will return to you. And you can shake the dust off your feet saying, well, at least I attempted to get to know these people. So here's the strategy. We journey into new territory. We meet somebody at work. Because these are all oikos connections, right? We meet somebody at work and you've got to know some of these people. And so they say, listen, we're having a few people over tonight in my place. I'd like you to come if you could. And if you get that kind of an oikos invitation, you are the most blessed person in the room. Say, well, thank you very much. I perhaps I will. Now, some of us, we say, well, what are they going to do at that party? What's going on at the party? We miss the moment. You're inviting me into your oikos? Mm-hmm. I'm like, can you come? Well, yeah, I'll make a point of coming. And so you go. The minute you're in the oikos that night, as you go to the, you are now connected to the host, who I'm assuming is the man of peace. But I'll share something in a few minutes here. And so I'm there. I'm there by invitation. I'm there by permission. I'm there by consent. They want me at their party. They want me coming over for the barbecue. They opened the door. I got to know them, and they got there, and they invited me in. Now, as the Spirit begins to do his work. Now, we go back into scriptures. He says, now remember, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There are very few people who are praying that they would be able to enter into an oikos. There's very few. Because I don't think they maybe perhaps catch how that works. But you are to find my job as I get invited to the party. My job is not trying to witness to everybody. Not at that stage, at any rate. My job is just to bless that house. So you're in the house, you're in the oikos, the party's going on, and somebody says, did you meet our grandma? She's not very well, but she's in there. Would you like to meet her? Oh, you have a grandma? Yeah, she's not very well. Oh, I'd like to meet her. Well, this is getting better, better, better. And so they take me into grandma's room and says, grandma, this is our, so he's one of our guests here at the party. And so I'm now talking to grandma. What an opportunity. And I'm praying, and then I say, how long have you, you have surgery coming? You know, I don't mean to be pushy. Let me know if you're not comfortable, but I believe in prayer. Do you believe in prayer? Yeah, yes. Grandma says, yeah, I do. Would you mind if I prayed for you? Would you mind if I prayed for you? Nobody minds when you're ill. Nobody minds, right? And so I pray, or you pray, we pray, Lord, heal grandma. Make her well. Make her whole. Lord, may your love just reach out to her now. And thank you, God. We just pray healing from the top of her head. May she prosper in this, in her health. Now, can you imagine the effects of that? The party finally comes to an end. You go home. Everybody goes home. But 2 days later, the host says, you know, I just wanted to thank you for praying for our grandma. There's been a turn for the best. They look like they're not going to have to do surgery. Just say, thank you. Now, you have, first of all, been used in one of the most significant ways. You've entered the oikos by invitation. And because there was a need, there's always, the man of peace always has a need. I think that's just universally true. Somebody has a need in that home. Somebody's marriage is breaking up. Somebody is facing some crisis. There's always something going, because that's how we live. We live in that setting. So pray the Lord of the harvest would send you forth. That's part of that prayer, that you might be able to say to the man of peace, right? To the man of peace. And because the entire world is connected by oikoses, we're simply to find the person that will bring you into the oikos. Now, here's something interesting about that. When you think that the host, whom you know from work or wherever you know them from, or from bowling or from someplace, you often think that that must be the one, that's the man of peace, or that's the woman of peace. It must be the one that I'm looking for. And then you find out, after you chatted for a few more weeks or whatever it would be, as you chat, you find out they're not that interested in the gospel. They're not that interested. I thought they were because I worked with them and we were friendly, but the more I started sharing, the less they were interested. But lo and behold, it turns out that it's not that person who's interested whatsoever. It's the cousin. And then you've met the cousin. And you can hardly believe it. I thought it was that person because that's where the connection was. Oh, but the real man of peace said, when you say, we have a church, would you like to come to church with me? I would like to come. When do you have church? And so the cousin comes to church with you. And you say, how in the world does that thing work? I don't know how that works, but I know that's how the Spirit works in an oikos connection. And so we are to specialize in penetrating oikoses. And I don't think, there's no suggestion here of doing personal evangelism. I don't think that's what it is at all. It's relationship building. It's building a rapport with people. That's what we're about. We're about people. And here's the thing. Your peace is to be offered not just to the first person you meet, but to every person inside of that oikos. I'm now responsible for as much as I would be able to be. And so everyone who belongs to it. Now remember, you've had the privilege of being invited. You have, see, that's what we pray. Say, Lord, open an oikos connection for me. There's no manipulation whatsoever. You're looking for meeting people. You're anxious to meet people. So you say, Lord, bless. He says, when you come to that house, you can read it yourself. When you come to the house, bless it. Bless the house. Bless the people in them, not just the one that you know. Bless everybody in it. As you get to know, and somebody, the next thing, you're in another occasion, and now you're at the lake, or now you're in the park or something, or you're going to watch somebody's a football game. All kinds of these things. Well, we're just going, oh, well, do you mind if I come? Oh, no, I don't mind at all. And now you're there with traveling with the oikos, and once again, there's another connection that comes. And I tell you, your life will be the most exciting thing it could ever be. Because you just don't know how this thing is going to unfold and how who God is preparing. But the thing is this, that we are fishing, and that maybe is the best word, we're fishing for a special kind of person. Our eyes are open. The Lord of the harvest has sent us out to penetrate. And so we're fishing for a special kind of a man or a woman called the man of peace, or called the woman of peace, son of peace. We enter an oikos. That's what we're about now. And so in Luke chapter 10 and verse 5 talks about that. So there are endless oikos conversions. Let me give you a very simple example. Me. This man who worked at the bake shop was also the pastor of the Full Gospel Church. It was a small church, and so he had to work as well. And he met my mother, and then he met me, and he met my sister. He kept on coming. I wasn't interested. At that point, I wasn't the man of peace, but my sister was. She was a year older. And he befriended her, and she ended up going to Sunday school, and she ended up going to the youth group, and she ended up, as you've heard, I've told the story 28 times in a row, is that there was a knock on our door, but there was a bigger knock on our hearts. And she gives her heart to Christ, and then what does she do? She attempts to witness to me, her brother, so that I will come to the Christmas program, and because she's going to be in it, right? But she really was tricking me because she wanted me to hear the gospel. And as a teenager, at that point, I just wasn't interested. But I came, and that night God spoke to me, and I gave my heart to Christ. And, you know, since then, and they gave their heart to Christ, and I remember leading that one to Christ, and that one to Christ, and that one to Christ, and that one to Christ over a lifetime of all these conversions, these chain conversions, they happen all the time. Everybody here, I can almost guarantee you that you did not get saved by going to a meeting. It wasn't the meeting. It was the relational thing. That so-and-so told you about the gospel and you shared a couple of verses and God just used somebody in your life. To have somebody actually just out of cold going to a meeting, it's a very low key thing. It just doesn't work that way. But it does work. That's not the right word, work. It's not. It does work when you're being led of the Spirit and you're praying to enter someone's oikos. So these things happen all the time. So the harvest principle of Luke chapter 10 and verse 2, that this is an opportunity to reach people who are willing to receive the peace of salvation. That's really what they're looking for. But they don't know that. They don't know that. Even as a pastor, of course, I get some invitations that I only get because I'm a pastor. But then I find out soon enough that Uncle Bob, as an alcoholic, didn't know that till later. And so that's what he said, he's an alcoholic. And somebody whispers that because nobody's supposed to know about it. And they'll say something like that. Or, we don't want her to show up at the wedding. And I said, oh, you don't want her to show up at the wedding? No, they don't. And all these dynamics going out, and there you are in the midst of it, pretending you didn't hear any of it. But things come out at funerals and weddings and birthdays and stuff like that. So, it's this peace of salvation. It's literally bringing the kingdom of Christ into the kingdom of heaven. Into the kingdom. Just bring it right down to earth. And he said, you're to say something. when you go to pray for people in that oikos and you love on them, genuinely concerned about them, meeting the uncle and the aunt, and this music teacher, their coach, meeting all these people, and it all started because somebody invited you in. Well, when that happens, the kingdom of God, Jesus said, comes near to you. Whenever that's proclaimed in his name, it says the kingdom of God is near. It's near you, Luke 10, verse 11. And so I think this to be true, that everywhere you go, everywhere I go, there will be a man of peace. There will be. It's just how life is. You can assume it's going to happen because it's going to happen. And you search for him. You search for the man of peace. That's what I'm about. That's what you're about. What are you doing? Searching for the man of peace. Because I believe that in every oikos in life, there is a man of peace, a woman of peace, if I search for him. So we penetrate the oikos. The greatest thing that could happen, that you don't even know these people sometimes, but you've been invited because of the hockey thing, because of the school board connection, because of that thing you served on, because that neighbor was across the fence and you know they were going through a difficult time. And, you know, I'm just saying, this is what you look for. And we're not trying to convert them. That's the work of the Lord. Our job is simply to make an oikos connection, that we could love them and care for them and help them in any way that we can. And see, so we're seeking for those who are searching for peace. Who is searching for peace? That's the clue. They're broken. They're discouraged. They're overwhelmed. They're beaten up by life. They have some personal problems. They've got some issues with their teenage daughter. They've got some problems with their older married son. And there you are, and because you've been praying about this, they invite you through who knows what it was. They invite you in for coffee. And there you are just talking away. And you say, God, this is too good to be true. Here they invited me to that gathering. They invited me to the wedding. I can't believe it. Man, are you ever honored? Right? They opened the oikos, 8 to 15 people make up an oikos. Now, by the way, the more broken you are, the less oikos connections that family has, because they don't want to talk about that. That person's been ostracized many times. And so you just have to trust the Holy Spirit for each occasion, each moment. But we're seeking those who are searching for peace. We're assuming that God is gone before us. Now, in Scripture, there's lots of talk about this. I mean, this is a tiny little bit of it. In Luke chapter 8, the demoniac, what does Jesus say? He says, listen, go back to your house. That's what he says. Go back to your house and tell them the great things God has done for you. Go back to your house. The demoniac of Luke 8 had a family. Who thought of that? He says, go back to your home and tell. I don't want you traveling with me. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, travel with me. This is good advertising. No, go back. Go back to your house. Go back to your oikos. Go back to your oikos and tell everybody what Jesus has done for you. Oh, man. I didn't realize he had a family. But he did. Luke 19, Zacchaeus. Today, Zacchaeus, salvation has come to your house. Come to your house, your home. John chapter 4, the centurion. His whole family turned to faith as they received a healing. Acts 8:15. Like, the point we're making is that we all have 8 to 15 people whom God has supernaturally and strategically placed in our extended family, our relational worlds. That just how it is. We've got these people. And by the way, as soon as I came to know Jesus, I wanted my mom to come to Jesus. And I wanted my dad to come to Jesus. You see the naturalness of it? And I didn't see all I wanted to see on that, but I've seen other moms and I've seen other dads and I've seen other people who have come to the Lord, and it was all because of the first relational connection. So we bless the house, we bless the home with whatever it is. You're just there. You're just enjoying these people. You're not trying to manipulate or convert them. You're just there praying for them, and then you spot a need. Then you see that so-and-so's lost their job. Lost their job. How does that feel like? That's not a fun feeling. Then you find out that this, then you find out that has happened. And all these things, the more you get to know them. And of course, Jesus said, if you made the connection, don't go to house after house after house after house. Something has opened up here. Stay in that, with that. Get to know these people. Find out what, maybe you can pray for them. Maybe there's some special need in their life that you could pray. So we bless the home and everyone who's in it. And these are the people that God has placed within my relational influence. I have an influence once the door has been opened, and I have an opportunity to invade the oikos by the grace and mercy of Jesus. And so what I'm going to suggest that we do, we're a little pressed for time here this morning, but I'm going to pray that you and I will have an opportunity in the weeks ahead that God would lead you to the man of peace, the woman of peace. And I'm thinking that down the road a ways, there's going to be an Easter service. Now, maybe that's the last thing in the world they want to do. But it'd be worth a shot, wouldn't it? To say, you know, I met someone recently, and they seem pretty open. And I know they've got some real serious needs in their family. And I know there's an Easter service coming up at Valley Church. I'm going to pray for them for this whole time, and I'm going to invite them to come. To enter into my oikos. This is my son, this is my daughter, this is my grandma. So it goes both ways, right? And can you imagine, wouldn't it be something if somebody gave their heart to Jesus just because we entered their household, their oikos? Everybody has one. There are 8 to 15 people in a healthy oikos. There are less if there's a lot of dysfunction. There's more if it's not. There can be large families. You meet them, you get invited in to certain families. Oh my goodness, you meet a lot of people. And God does it. You don't become a religious nut sharing where you're not invited to share. You let the gospel take care of itself. Look for the need. Offer to pray for it. Most people who are facing serious things are very grateful for prayer, even if they're not religious. I remember not so long ago, I said, would you care if I prayed for you? He said, well, it won't hurt. I mean, what could go wrong by this, right? And it won't hurt. No, it won't hurt. You can't get too much prayer. So we become specialists at invading the oikos. No greater privilege will be yours or mine. And the thrill and the joy. Because remember, the whole thing is based around chapter 10 and verse 2. The harvest is plenteous. Laborers, few. Therefore, pray earnestly. You see, get you catching this? This is why we'll have a prayer meeting later. Later at another moment. We'll have that. Why? So that we can pray earnestly. The Lord of the harvest to send me out. I'm asking you, Lord, to do something. I'm asking you to thrust me into somebody's oikos. And then lead me to the man of peace or the woman of peace. The one who, again, it's the one who's searching for peace. Lord, would you do that? I'm crying on you. Lord of the harvest, send me out. Not being offense, not doing crazy things, just showing up. Go your ways. I'm sending you. Remember, I'm sending you as lambs. There's not everybody will was so impressed with you. Doesn't always, it's not that everybody, there's some people that aren't because you're this or you're that, but that's what you risk. He says, say to the house, peace be to you. And he said, if a son of peace is there, he'll want you there. He will want you. She will want you there. She'll want to talk to you or bounce something off you. Man, this stuff gets exciting. Peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace is going to rest on them. Heal the sick. That's part of the mandate. Heal the sick and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Jesus loves you. He's touched you and healed you. Never be afraid to pray for healing. Because usually it's so needed. Go into the hospital and ask if I'm not right on that. Oh, man. So many needs, right? And there we have these great moments. We have these moments of being about our Father's business, doing this kind of stuff because it pleases the heart of the Lord. Search for the oikos. The household. Again, it's not the building. It's not the roof. It's not the walls. It's the relational connections. And everybody, again, I'm repeating myself, but everybody has one, and everybody is in one because there's no other connection. When as soon as I meet John Shaw, I meet his children. Then I meet that he's a mechanic, and now I read he's retired, and now he's a photographer. And so you get talking about these things, and next thing, John is in the house, in the oikos. He can hardly believe it. But there it is. And just imagine, for all of us, if that was just a way of life for us, that we just felt that that was what God, that's a Jesus way. This is the Jesus way of evangelism. And because it's built on something natural. And then you have an opportunity. See, when I remember when I first heard, I think it was Ralph Naber that mentioned this, the Oikos strategy, my heart fluttered. I don't mean I had a heart problem. I mean that, whoa, yeah. You know, here's a funny thing. Growing up, I never remember us having company. Did we? Maybe. Never had company. Doesn't that say to tell you something? Never? I don't really think so. If I did, it must have been in a vague moment. And so the approach that God used was a little different because my parents were not impressed with this man or the gospel or anything else. And so there was going to be limited oikos penetrations there. But you're going to have an opportunity to meet people, but you'll meet them because you have permission to be there. What we're asking for is permission to enter your house. And when you see, you cherish this thing. Don't you get crazy. You know how Christians can get really crazy on this stuff. They don't handle this well. They're witnessing when they shouldn't be. They're talking when they shouldn't be. Right? You're very sensitive. You were asked in to the home of these people. I get why. Because Jesus said there's a man of peace there. There's a woman of peace. And you got to go there because nobody else is going to go. Nobody else is going to go. You go. You go. And you say, Lord, if you could use me, place me. And I don't know, you don't know how you're going to meet that person. That's the Lord's job. But you're open that somehow you'd be by there by invitation. And when you are, I know, you just came back to me and you can tell me how it was. But I know how it would be. You're going to say, it was unbelievable. Here I was at this gathering. They invited me because we had met through this and this and this and this and this. See, it's all relational stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's already built into the system. And as they do that, you say, they were actually, we were talking and sharing, and they want me to come to this thing, and I'm going to invite them to that thing. Oh, I think I might even invite them to an Easter service. Hey, there's an idea. Invite them to an Easter service. What if they don't come? Well, they might not come. But they're not, they've already met you. They're not offended. Say, thanks for the invitation. I can't come or I can come. But imagine if they did. And what if two Sundays later, they came again? and they heard the glorious message of Jesus. Man, I don't know about you, but I can travel a long ways on this kind of stuff. Just the potential of it. And I wonder how it got. So, let's stand. Please. Why don't we ask the Lord of the harvest for opportunities to invade somebody's oikos? Now remember, if you're going to pray it, the Lord, he may open it suddenly, and all of a sudden you have an opportunity, so prepare yourself. Read the text again. Make sure we got it right. But is this not a godly principle? I think it is. Lord, we know that there are magical moments, God moments, when we find that you have supernaturally placed us in somebody's home, somebody's oikos. We couldn't have done that ourselves, but you opened that door and you gave us permission to come into that home and to say, peace be to this oikos. Lord of the harvest, I thank you for the richness of this moment. And we pray that you would stir our hearts, that we would be on fire for you, but gently and humbly to enter a home, to love on the people, to pray blessings on the house, to fit into their lifestyle. God, I pray that we're going to see some of the most exciting things in the months ahead that perhaps we have ever seen. We just say, Holy Spirit, come. Send me. Send me, Lord. Send Val and I. Lord, where would you have us do? That just, we just pray that you would use us. And we know that we're going to have the greatest time of our whole lives. So God, we thank you. We thank you for the man of peace that you're already preparing him. You're already preparing her. This is already being done. You have ordained this. Lord, there's nobody in that, except the one person, there's nobody in that family who has an interest. But Lord, you are going to open every door that we need. And we thank you and we praise you for the awesome privilege of doing your work. Lord of the harvest, here we are. Send us now and we'll give you thanks and praise. And we'll never stop praising you. And Lord, we can imagine if somebody gets baptized in the months ahead and says, well, I came through this or that. And we'll say, praise be to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, happy penetrating your oikos connections and enjoy the harvest. As we entered their household, their oikos, everybody has one. There are 8 to 15 people in a healthy oikos. There are less if there's a lot of dysfunction. There's more if it's not. There can be large families. You meet them, you get invited in to certain families. Oh my goodness, you meet a lot of people. And God does it. You don't become a religious nut sharing where you're not invited to share. You let the gospel take care of itself. Look for the need. Offer to pray for it. Most people who are facing serious things are very grateful for prayer, even if they're not religious. I remember not so long ago, somebody, I asked, I said, would you care if I prayed for you? He said, well, it won't hurt. I mean, what could go wrong by this, right? And it won't hurt. No, it won't hurt. You can't get too much prayer. So, we become specialists at invading the oikos. No greater privilege will be yours or mine. And the thrill and the joy Because remember, the whole thing is based around chapter 10 and verse 2. The harvest is plenteous. Laborers, few. Therefore, pray earnestly. You see, get you catching this? This is why we'll have a prayer meeting later. Later at another moment, we'll have that. Why? So that we can pray earnestly. The Lord of the harvest, to send me out. I'm asking you, Lord, to do something. I'm asking you to thrust me into somebody's oikos. And lead me to the man of peace or the woman of peace. The one who, again, it's the one who's searching for peace. Lord, would you do that? I'm crying on you. Lord of the harvest, send me out. Not being offended, not doing crazy things, just showing up. Go your way. He said, I'm sending you. Remember, I'm sending you as lambs. Not everybody is so impressed with you. It's not that everybody, there's some people that aren't because you're this or you're that, but that's what you risk. He says, say to the house, peace be to you. And he said, if a son of peace is there, he'll want you there. He will want you. She will want you there. She'll want to talk to you or bounce something off you. Man, this stuff gets exciting. Peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace is going to rest on them. Heal the sick. That's part of the mandate. Heal the sick and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Jesus loves you. He's touched you and healed you. Never be afraid to pray for healing. Because usually it's so needed. Go into the hospital, ask if I'm not right on that. Oh, man. So many needs, right? And there we have these great moments. We have these moments of being about our Father's business. Doing this kind of stuff because it pleases the heart of the Lord. Search for the oikos. The household. Again, it's not the building. It's not the roof. It's not the walls. It's the relational connections. And everybody, again, I'm repeating myself, but everybody has one, and everybody is in one. Because there's no other connection. As soon as I meet John Shaw, I meet his children. Then I meet that he's a mechanic, and now I read he's retired. And now he's a photographer. And so you get talking about these things. The next thing, John is in the house, in the oikos. He can hardly believe it. But there it is. And just imagine, for all of us, if that was just a way of life for us, that we just felt that that's what God, that's a Jesus way. This is the Jesus way of evangelism. And because it's built on something natural. And then you have an opportunity. See, when I remember when I first heard, I think it was Ralph Naber that mentioned this, the Oikos strategy, my heart fluttered. I don't mean I had a heart problem. I mean that, whoa, yeah. You know, here's a funny thing. Growing up, I never remember us having company. Did we? Maybe. Never had company. Doesn't that say to tell you something? Never? I don't think so. If I did, it must have been a vague moment. And so the approach that God used was a little different because my parents were not impressed with this man or the gospel or anything else. And so there was going to be limited oikos penetrations there. But you're going to have an opportunity to meet people, but you'll meet them because you have permission to be there. What we're asking for is permission to enter your house. And when you see, you cherish this thing. Don't you get crazy. You know how Christians can get really crazy on this stuff. They don't handle this well. They're witnessing when they shouldn't be. They're talking when they shouldn't be. Right, you're very sensitive. You were asked in to the home of these people. I get why, because Jesus said there's a man of peace there, there's a woman of peace, and you got to go there because nobody else is going to go. Nobody else is going to go. You go. You go. And you say, Lord, if you could use me, place me. And I don't know, you don't know how you're going to meet that person. That's the Lord's job. But you're open that somehow you'd be by there by invitation. And when you are, I know, you just came back to me and you can tell me how it was, but I know how it would be. You're going to say, it was unbelievable. Here I was at this gathering. They invited me because we had met through this and this and this and this and this. See, it's all relational stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's already built into the system. And as they do that, you say, they were actually, every time we were talking and sharing, and they want me to come to this thing, and I'm going to invite them to that thing. Oh, I think I might even invite them to an Easter service. Hey, there's an idea. Invite them to an Easter service. What if they don't come? Well, they might not come. But they're not, they've already met you. They're not offended. Say, thanks for the invitation. I can't come or I can come. But imagine if they did. And what if two Sundays later, they came again? And they heard the glorious message of Jesus. Man, I don't know about you, but I can travel a long ways on this kind of stuff. Just the potential of it. And I wonder how it got. So, let's stand. Please. Why don't we ask the Lord of the harvest for opportunities to invade somebody's oikos? Now remember, if you're going to pray it, the Lord, he may open it suddenly, and all of a sudden you have an opportunity, so prepare yourself. Read the text again. Make sure we got it right. But is this not a godly principle? I think it is. Lord, we know that there are magical moments, God moments, when we find that you have supernaturally placed us in somebody's home, somebody's oikos. We couldn't have done that ourselves, but you opened that door and you gave us permission to get in, to come into that home and to say, peace be to this oikos. Lord of the harvest, I thank you for the richness of this moment. And we pray that you would stir our hearts, that we would be on fire for you, but gently and humbly to enter a home, to love on the people, to pray blessings on the house, to fit into their lifestyle. God, I pray that we're going to see some of the most exciting things in the months ahead that perhaps we have ever seen. We just say, Holy Spirit, come. Send me. Send me, Lord. Send Val and I. Lord, where would you have us do? That just, we just pray that you would use us. And we know that we're going to have the greatest time of our whole lives. So God, we thank you. We thank you for the man of peace that you're already preparing him. You're already preparing her. This is already being done. You have ordained this. Lord, there's nobody in that, except the one person, there's nobody in that family who has an interest. But Lord, you are going to open every door that we need. And we thank you and we praise you for the awesome privilege of doing your work. Lord of the harvest, here we are. Send us now, and we'll give you thanks and praise, and we'll never stop praising you. And Lord, we can imagine if somebody gets baptized in the months ahead and says, well, I came through this or that, and we'll say, praise be to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, happy penetrating your oikos connections, and enjoy the harvest.